people said that we should do a show together.
Yeah.
Are you happy?
Look what you've caused.
Look what you've done.
Look what you've done.
I don't remember that guy. Sorry.
Yeah. Oh, of course you don't. You blocked it from your memory.
Someone called me on the internet, no accountability, final boss, the other day.
Oh, okay, yeah. Nice. Do you want to explain it?
I don't think
you should.
Pete Wicks is a rotter.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, it's going off
again. The alarm's going to get... Panic, everyone, panic.
The Sunday Roast, reheated.
With Pete Wicks and Olivia Atwood.
This is the Sunday Roast, reheated. It's all the good stuff that we can't put on the radio, swearing, adult chat. So if you don't like any of those things, you should probably listen to another podcast.
Absolutely. This is not for the week, so this is your warning. Now that we've done that, shall we start with September?
We're in September now.
I know, it's the first week of September.
I thought you were asking me to review September. I was like, how can I? It's only day two.
But also, why would I want you to review anything?
So we're in September. We've had a strong start.
Strong start.
I would say we've made an impact on September. We've arrived.
We have arrived in September, 100%, yeah.
And we decided to kick it off by, it was like bring your bestie to work day on Loose Women.
Well, for both of like you and Sam, yeah. Because Sam does a bit of daytime.
Yeah.
You, daytime, and you both brought me in.
So how did you feel sitting on national breakfast television in between your two best friends?
Let's not worry about how I feel. How did you feel?
I loved it.
Yeah.
Personally, like I've been doing that show for a couple of years now. Having you two there, it was just like a different vibe. Like it was fun. We had a lot of fun, didn't we?
It was really fun, to be fair.
I mean, it felt a little bit surreal at points. I don't know why.
Because you were sat at the end of the table looking across and seeing the three of us.
You know what's weird? I've never sat on the end of the table ever before. So that was throwing me off a little bit. I'm normally where you sit or where Sam was sitting.
I'm surprised actually that they bookended.
Well, they bookended the girls. They put two Muppets in the middle.
I think that is more the case.
And they knew
yeah.
Sam had to be next to you.
I was going to be honest with you. I think it may have been to do with the fact that Sam
has to be near
you. Well, he can't do anything unless he's holding my hand or touching me.
And I think he did a really good job of hiding it, but he had a great time.
He had an amazing time. Him, his new hair,
his new tan,
everything. Yeah. I actually really enjoyed it. It was easy as well.
It was easy for you because you turned up at 2 hours late. We do a morning meeting with the production.
2 hours late. You're so over the top.
We basically build the show in this meeting, and I'm in the meeting. Christine's there. The Simon and Pete aren't there. Like, so Ashley, one of the producers, is like, Liv, can you call Pete? Like, and so I'm like, hello. He's outside the building chatting to someone. I was like, you need to come indoors. We've got a meeting. He's like, oh, piss off. I was like, no, we're literally all sitting in this meeting. And he was like, oh, good one. Hangs up.
Listen.
He's 10 minutes later, just wanders down the corridor.
Actually, someone came to get me and then made me wander down, and then I stopped for 5 minutes and had a chat with Lorraine. And
we could hear you.
But I arrived. This is it's basically my personality. It wouldn't be me if I didn't just wander in when I fancy.
But you see, like, the way Pete's dressed today is, like, very Pete core. We had Dermot O'Leary 2.0 join us on the panel.
Do you know
there
what?
Was a cashmere.
There was cashmere moleskin. There was all sorts of stuff happening. You liked you the look, chocolate brown, though?
I thought you looked very sophisticated, very adult.
Well, actually, what Liv said to me when I said, does this look all right? And she went, you look clean.
Yeah,
so I don't know what I normally look like.
Do you know what? Obviously, it's like, that is my workplace, technically. Pete's coming in as my friend. I was glad he had a shower.
I'm going to be honest with you, Liv. It may look like a shower. It was just a flannel wash.
Well,
so, yeah, I mean, basically, me being late to a meeting, it's this whole thing, which I feel like all of this week, all anyone keeps talking to me about is this type A, type B shit.
We have realised that Pete is quite a late person.
No.
Yes.
Have I ever been late for this show?
I can't think
for
of...
For being
no,
on the radio.
No, you haven't missed the show.
No.
No.
Has Liv?
No.
Yes.
No, no.
Yes, the time that I had to sign me on and you just wandered in when you fancied.
Wait, I don't remember that guy. Sorry.
Yeah. Oh, of course you don't. You blocked it from your memory.
Someone called me on the internet, no accountability, final boss. The other day.
That is 100%.
That's me. So I don't remember it, so it didn't happen. But I can't remember a time like when I've met you for a drink or we've gone to a party or I haven't been there first.
That is just me. I always come second.
That's good.
Yeah, I know.
You
see,
put on a t-shirt.
See, stop fucking moaning about it now, then, eh? But this is a type A, type B. Crap, but I don't think I'm full type B.
No, we said this on a previous podcast. I am full type A. He is something in the middle. Like, you're type C. You're a new type.
Yeah.
You're not disorganised chaos, but you are quite late and you're quite casual about things and you turn up to the airport with a suitcase that's broken. Like, there's quite a lot of chaos, but...
I love structure, right? And I love knowing what I'm doing, but I will do it in my time.
See, I have the overwhelming pressure of the universe, like, I have to be early or everyone's going to be disappointed in me and then my whole family will
die. I feel like we're kind of opposite, because I don't really overthink or care about, like, the timings and stuff or whatever else, but I like to know it's there and then I'll do it in my time and I don't miss. You have all the itinerary of stuff, but then when you arrive to something, it then goes chaotic.
The idea of going away on, like, a holiday and there was no reservations made, it feels like I'm on fire.
I mean, when we were in Ibiza, I made one reservation because she was asleep.
Which reservation did you make?
Bambuda. Made one reservation.
Oh, we didn't go. That's fucking memory.
Yeah, hold on. She woke up and went, no, we're not doing that. And booked something else.
You're making me sound awful.
So, listen, I tried to do something I wanted to do.
You can't, no, apparently though, because I, unfortunately, I'm the manager. That's what it comes back to. I am the manager.
So, if you're, what am I then? If you're the manager?
You would definitely be like assistant to the manager.
Not even assistant manager, no. Just assistant to the manager.
Assistant so, effectively, to the regional manager. I'm your PA. Dwight Schrute.
That's literally where you're going with this.
I don't want to have to deal with it.
And that's where you have an assistant regional manager.
Yes, it is. Assistant to the regional manager.
Same thing.
No, it's not. It's lower.
How the fuck am I Dwight Schrute?
Guys, we're making US Office puns.
If you don't know, you should know.
You should fuck. Don't listen to this podcast if you haven't watched US Office. Just go now. Turn it off. So I think of this show as like a low-commitment friendship group. You can come and hang out with us for 20 minutes. You can come and hang out with us for 3 hours. But we're still going to be here. And we're not going to ask you any questions.
No, we don't.
Come and go as you please.
Yeah, you
do. Open door policy.
You do you.
I wish that you would use the door policy in our friendship group.
What, and leave?
The exit.
You are so, oh, you're so funny, aren't you? So funny. Who do you think we are in the friendship group? Like, what do you think our roles are?
Well, we know that I'm the organiser.
Yep. Control freak.
I don't like the word
queen,
freak.
The boss. Control. The one that tells everyone what to do. The one that everyone has to have the same opinion. You're not allowed your own.
Can we play
what Liv says goes. This is an exciting week for you, Liv.
It is.
We have got a brand new fashion line. Mm. River Island Olivia Atwood collection.
The high street's in trouble and they were like, we need to save it. We need a hero. Hello.
Yeah.
My love affair with River Island goes really, really far back.
You used to buy all your stuff there, didn't you?
When I worked in Tony and Guy, I'm not joking, when I was like 16, me and my friend used to go on our break every single day in Guildford to River Island every single lunch for like 3 years of my life just to see what was like new in. Like, it had me in such a headlock. I've always been a River Island girl. I wore a River Island dress recently. It was like a pale blue one to an event and it sold out across the country in like one day. So then River Island got on the phone. Like,
so yeah, the big bosses.
We should make a fucking collection. And then I was thinking, I know the Huns have wanted like some Liv core suits, jackets, coats. So we did it. I want to blow smoke up my own ass, but it's epic.
It's really
perfect. I am humble, but this collection is perfection.
You hide it so well, though. So when is it out?
It launches on Thursday.
So it actually is Thursday. It launches. The launch party is Thursday night.
Yep.
So what?
Everyone here is invited.
I'm unfortunately busy. So what I thought we'd do then is create like a Live starter pack.
Well, that would be the start. So get yourself into River, get yourself a suit jacket. That's your first thing.
All right, okay. So that's what you need, suit jackets. Then what? I mean, Starbucks?
Starbucks, or you can drink Coke Zero.
Okay, excellent.
Rescue dogs.
I'm here for that one.
There's one on the floor right here.
I've got one of the Live Atwood starter pack.
Tattoos,
I've got that. Tattoos that mean nothing specifically.
Mean nothing. You have to be a wild child at heart.
I think I've probably got that as well.
No accountability for your actions.
I'm reading this now, and actually when I read through the Live Atwood starter pack, I could be a Live Atwood.
Well, you do this all the time. We're soul sisters.
Liv and I, soul sisters.
We're twin flames.
Twin flames, yeah.
We're the same person.
That's because everyone else gets burnt.
So then we do the peat starts pack. So you need to have an unhealthy attachment to cigarettes and alcohol.
Yep. And then you need to have no attachment to people because I have commitment issues.
Commitment issues. Date someone as soon as it's going well. Sabotage.
Yep. Tattoos again, but bad
tattoos.
Ones.
Yep. Really big, obnoxious tattoos, poorly done.
Yep. Suede jackets.
Loads of suede jackets. Also, throw a white jean in there.
It's not a white jean.
Oh, is it off-white?
Yeah, I don't do a white jean.
It was like an Ercrew.
E-crew.
An Ercrew jean.
Yeah, only through the summer months.
So when are you going to stop wearing them? Because we're in autumn now.
Yeah, but it's still hot. All right. Lanyards. I love a lanyard.
He loves a lanyard. So he looks busy. He loves a little like briefcase / handbag. What's in it? No one knows.
Dance shoes.
Dance shoes.
And then the last thing I think you need for the peat starter pack is just a general sadness behind the eyes.
And not a clean bill of sexual health.
Yeah.
You need to always be carrying at least one to two.
yeah.
sexually transmitted infections.
Yeah, they're not always visible, but trust me, they're there.
Whose idea was us for us to do this show together? Like, honestly, PRs and the agents every Monday morning, they are listening while their arsehole does this, like a chocolate starfish winking.
Just blowing kisses.
You said that we should do a show together.
Yeah.
Are you happy?
Look what you've caused.
Look what you've done.
Look what you've done.
You signed this off.
10 years we've both been working at this, and we're about to throw it all down the drain.
Yeah.
Because of you.
Because you wanted the money.
Love you. We are playing WhatsApp Roulette. Okay,
yeah,
the words live.
Context. I have a friend with me in the studio today. Her name is Stitchell, legal name Stitchell Mitchell. She's my rescue Rottweiler. So we're going to search the word doggy in our WhatsApp chat.
Shouldn't cause any problems whatsoever, that.
I feel like for me and Pete, it should be fine. What have you got?
I have got, I want a little doggy right now.
Okay.
What have you got?
I've got watched it on the doggy cam.
Oh, okay, yeah. Nice. Do you want to explain it?
I don't
think you should.
The Sunday Roast, reheated.
With Pete Wicks and Olivia Atwood.
So you're about to hear The Week Roasted. This is from the radio show that goes out on a Monday. In case you're wondering why we keep saying today when it actually happened yesterday, which was Sunday. Because that's how the days go. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and then back to Sunday.
The Week Roasted.
With Pete Wicks and Olivia Atwood.
So, an emergency alert is being sent to millions of us today on our phones. It's the government testing the emergency alert system. They've not told us what we're going to be alerted to.
No, basically it's a noise for everyone to go, panic!
There could be something in the future we could need it for.
Yeah.
Today there isn't, allegedly. It's just a sound.
Allegedly. 3 p.m. hits. Listen, it could be.
I go a little bit round the bend at 3 p.m. here. I start going a bit funky, climbing the walls, don't I?
You turn up round the bend, let's be honest with you. Right, do you want to hear it?
Yes.
Are you ready? Brace yourself.
Okay, Pete's forgotten
it's
how to do
playing.
The buttons.
No, it's
a bit
just
like,
not playing. It's just a really annoying sound.
But we were thinking of other options for it. So
all
we
right.
have one of my
right.
favourite, the air horn.
So that's the air horn, that's the one that Liv loves.
Or I like when it goes at the end of a Jason Derulo song. Jason Derulo. Could be one.
Let's try again, let's see if this works now.
Okay.
This is what it should be.
Guys.
Still not working. Yeah, it's 3 p.m. and we should all be panicking right now because there should be an alarm going off. I can't hear anything, can
it's
you?
It's not like our government to mess something up. So out of character for them.
Well, luckily for you, we've got it. Oh, panic!
No, we scared the dog.
Panic, 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 panic. Everyone be
off?
Careful. It's 3 p.m. on
Shut
your Sunday
up.
Afternoon.
Oh, my God, it's so annoying.
You're with Pete Wicks and Olivia Atwood on Kiss. Don't panic, everyone. Don't panic.
Guys, I hope you've recovered from that alarm. I hope it didn't give anyone too much of a fright. I'm reading Pete's bit.
No, but you were doing so well with it. It was unbelievable.
I just started talking.
It was great. I mean, have you recovered from the noise?
I don't like loud noise. You know that. I've got a bit of a jump personality. I'm a bit of an anxious disposition over here. So it's not great for me. But look, I've recovered. It's not about me.
Well, you might prefer it like this, though, because in true Kiss style, one of the Kiss DJs, TCTS, has done a remix. Are you ready for this?
Drop it.
Attention. Emergency.
Yeah, it's kind of a bop, to be fair.
This is not a
if I wanted,
this is not a drill.
It's not a drill.
I'm here for it.
If I
like
wanted
that.
To induce a panic attack, I'd just play that on the loop. And I can get my prescription refilled. So we've been talking in the studio with the production gang. We're basically saying there's two types of people in this world on a Sunday. You've got rotters, you're rotting in bed, or you're squatters. Not what you think, what I thought, squatting in the gym.
Yes.
So this morning, I went to the gym, so I'm a squatter.
You're a squatter. I am...
You're a rotter.
I haven't been to a gym for about 8 years, so I am 100% a rotter.
In case anyone needs any clarification, that is right. Pete Wicks is a rotter.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, it's going off
the
again.
The alarm's
going
to get... Panic, everyone, panic! Kian is a rotter, still in bed. Beth said...
Go on, Kim.
She's a full-on squatter.
Yeah.
Because she's just finished the London Half Marathon.
What?
Yeah.
By choice?
Yes, by choice. It's happening right now. It's happening today.
On the way in. So guys, can you hurry up and finish it?
It's the Great North Run and the London Half Marathon. Have you ever done a marathon, Liv?
No, I'm not an endurance sports kind of gal.
You've said it before, you're built for speed.
But I don't move fast.
Which is mad. You are built for speed.
I don't run for anything. Trains, men, nothing.
But you move like a sloth.
Move like a sloth.
The only thing Liv runs away from is the police. I've previously done half marathons and marathons.
I refuse to believe someone with the lung capacity of a three-year-old has done marathons.
I have an elite athlete's lung capacity.
Well,
it's a medical fact, Liv.
Well, it's a medical marvel that you are still alive.
I'm going to do the rest of the show running on the spot. Right, new dating trend, Liv.
Yeah.
Have you heard of this one? Shrekking.
I actually think it's horrific. I don't even like the name of it. It's rude.
Sorry.
Do you not think it's really harsh? It basically is Shrek, the cartoon character, Shrekking, is dating down.
So it's
so you're dating someone like who you think is like beneath you. I'm doing little air quotes if you're listening on audio and not visual.
Based on looks, yeah, dating down.
That's so gross. If you actually feel that way about someone, I don't know, I just don't like it.
No, it's not very nice, but either way, it's a new trend. So
you've been doing it for years, so how has it been going for you?
I've binged the Shrek, I think, for years.
Oh, I was trying to give you some credit.
Oh, absolutely not. No, I think if you're looking at Shrekking, I'm probably a prime target, so this might increase my chances of actually getting a bird.
He's fishing for a compliment and he ain't going to fucking get a nibble here.
Oh, God, someone just fucking throw it in there.
Who's bored of the Pete Wicks, like, I'm lonely play you put on for us every week?
What do you mean a play?
That I can't get a woman. I can't get anyone to text me back.
No one
You've
does.
You've got women that can't. Fucking...
What? What do they do?
You've got women that want to date you.
No.
You just don't want to date them.
Yeah, well, it's just a problem, isn't it?
So, yeah, so we don't feel sorry for you.
Fucking hell. All I want is a little bit of sympathy. Just give it to me.
All right, you look like you...
Just give it to me,
part of Pineapple Studios in that outfit.
Oh, this is fucking disgusting. Well, I am going dancing.
It's such a little, like, twinkle toes, this one. I can't even cope.
Listen, when you fall in love with dance, it just stays with you.
Why didn't you dance for us in High or, like, Ushuaia? Why didn't we see any of the moves?
Because I was too busy trying to make sure you didn't fall off a balcony.
You should have let me, but it would have been better than what's happened in the weeks following.
On second inspection, I wish I'd not only fucking let you, I wish I'd pushed you. Anyway, it's not very nice, Shrekking, but apparently it's going to help people because we're about to join into, what's it called, cuffing season, which we've done before.
I do think people are just, like, too fussy. So, yeah, basically, do Shrekking if you feel like it, but just know that we think it's really mean.
Yeah, you're a nasty person.
You're a nasty piece of work.
But even nasty people need love.
Mm.
Yeah, that's something to think about, isn't it? We bring up the big questions on this pod. Sunday roast reheated.
The dog has given up. She's fully asleep by the door.
So we've had Stitch in the studio all day today, and I'm going to be really honest with you, been the best day we've had.
Oh, isn't she just amazing?
I'm genuinely obsessed with her. Bringing your dog to work is basically, that's like therapy for me.
That was brave, Emily, Jesus.
Officially.
Our producer's leant down and touched Stitch while she was sleeping. Imagine the back of you saying about the best day at work, she gets her throat savaged.
Yeah. Your throat savage, missing hand. But on the plus side, look, we've had a Rottweiler in the studio today. Everyone has still got their limbs.
What'd you call me?
No, you're a mongrel if I've ever saw one. It is Pete's pub facts, but it is Pete and Liv's pub facts today.
I'm actually locked in because it involves me for once.
And Stitch's facts, because we currently have one of Liv's dogs in the studio.
Can you hear her? She's breathing very heavily. Now she's sniffing the microphone.
I thought that was you for a minute there, but no, it's not.
Today.
So, Stitch is like a Rottweiler.
Yep.
So, Rottweiler facts, Liv.
Mm-hmm.
From ancient Rome.
Yes.
Originally used as drovers.
What does that mean?
That means that they were used to pull meat carts, so they were known as the butcher's dog. But also, you told me this, what else were they used for?
To guard money.
Which is why Liv's got her, because she's got so much money. So Stitch is there to guard Liv's money.
So we just discovered something, me and Pete.
Yep.
We're already like soul sisters, really, at heart. But now we've got another thing. Pete just did the most insane face. Aren't we not?
Yeah, we're soul sisters.
We were talking about screen time. Right, my screen time, guys, is 8 hours on average a day.
Which I nearly choked
at. It was like, that's disgusting. What are you doing? Check his. It's the same.
Yeah, 8 hours. That's bad.
We have the same screen time.
But also,
get your heads around that.
I don't know what I do for 8 hours. Anyway.
I can imagine.
Say goodbye then.
Bye. Thanks for listening. Leave us 5 stars and a review, please. We need it. We've had a really tough couple of weeks. We need a confident boost. Can't be called a slag on the internet anymore. I start to believe it.
Right, it's the Sunday Roast reheated out every Monday, which is all the best bits from behind the kind of radio show and the stuff we can't talk about. Make sure you rate, review, give us 5 stars, but in the review, really slag us off. That's the way I like to do it. Slag us off, but give us the 5 stars. Roast us in the review. But do the 5 stars thing, because that makes a difference, apparently. Ta-da.
The Sunday Roast reheated.
With Pete Wicks and Olivia Atwood.